I'm your co-host, Eric, and here with me is my co-host, Clintus. How are you, Clintus?
I'm good.
We'll be talking about NFL Super Wildcard Weekend, the six games that were played, two on last Saturday, three on Sunday, and then one on Monday night. It was an okay Super Wildcard Weekend. There was nothing really wild about it besides probably the Cincinnati game and the Dallas game at the end. All the other games were okay. But before we get started, I'll do the plugs. Listen to Boss Man and Smart and myself on Wednesday nights on Mr.com/Thirsty Dudes after AEW Dynamite. And then on Saturdays, listen to Box Stunt for Hollywood Hangouts on Mr.com/Hollywood-Hangouts. And then listen to us every Friday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time for an unscripted wrestling show. This tomorrow night, we'll be talking about 1992 Royal Rumble, where the winner won the WWE Championship. And then next Friday, we'll be booking five different WrestleManias. I mean, five different Royal Rumbles. We'll be doing 94, 97, 2000, 2001. And then Doug has a poll up. He'll be posting that up probably later this week or next week. And then listen to Unscripted Unlimited on Saturday. This week they'll be doing another show. And then Sunday, listen to Charity Cats with Mindy and Daniel. So let's get started. What do you think of the weekend?
The weekend was full of disappointment to me. I mean, you expect the playoffs to go, you expect to see about four blowouts. That's exactly what you got. I'm not going to say I'm not surprised to see the Eagles get blown out. I knew the Eagles were going to get blown out. I thought they were going to play better. Well, it's not even just Tom Brady. I mean, I think the defense did what they did. The offense was just awful. I mean, I was impressed that the Eagles were able to sack him four times. That made me proud of the Eagles, man. You sacked Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Not once, but four times.
Yeah. And they still couldn't get past the 50-yard line until, almost halftime?
Almost second quarter, and then he threw that at the end of the half.
Yeah, there was some bad calls. There was that PI on the first drive that led to the touchdown. That was a really bad PI, but you still have to recover and play defense. They just let them score, and then the holding call and on the Devontae Smith long pass to Devontae Smith, which was pretty nice. That could have led to some points, but there was a holding call on Jason Kelce. But you can't blame penalties because they got blown out. It was 31-0 in the fourth quarter. The last 15 points were basically just garbage points because Tampa Bay played prevent defense. They knew they had the game and won. They weren't going to come back. It was disappointing, but not surprising. Jalen Hurts played below average, I want to say, for his first playoff game. He made the mistake that we all thought he would make. He couldn't read some defenses.
Let's put it this way. You have Jalen Hurts. You got to realize, second season, it's not like this is going to be like the old, like Andy Reid Eagles when McNabb took the Eagles to the divisional round and that against the Giants when they just slaughtered Tampa Bay. I don't think the Eagles have that type of coaching staff to say, yeah, we're going to make the wild, we're going to be in a wild card, but yet win a game and then get bounced. I don't think they're too young of a team to say, we're going to win this game and then get bounced out of the S round.
It was just, you could see the inexperience on the coaching staff and Jalen Hurst all around the team compared to a team that's been there and done that. It seems like they were described to be in the playoffs and not. It seemed like they were ill-prepared. They just weren't prepared from the get-go, and it showed. And you can't do that against a team that won the Super Bowl last year. But Jalen Hurts is going to be the quarterback next year unless some trade comes along and we get Russell Wilson or Sean Watson.
It already been announced. Hey, Howie Long and Howie enjoyed his quarterback play. So they said they're going to designate Jalen as the starting quarterback at 2022 season.
Yeah. And I expect him to be the quarterback. Everybody, I don't think that's even a question because he played well enough to earn, to deserve this spot, get another chance next year. But if we make the playoffs next year and we get bounced in the first round again, you have to look elsewhere. You can't continue to get bounced in the first round in the average quarter. He has to improve next year, especially if he's throwing. So we'll see. Unless Seattle or Houston comes to the table and offers Russell Wilson and Watson, how do you turn that down? But I don't think that's going to happen. But what else? What game do you want to talk about next? Let's talk about the that Bills game.
Them Bills.
How about them Bills? That was fun to watch. Perfect game. Josh Allen played. Josh Allen shut up the critics because everybody was saying Matt Jones is better, Matt Jones is this, Matt Jones is that, Josh Allen can't win in the cold, blah, blah, blah. That's all I saw leading up to the game. And everybody was saying the Patriots are going to upset the Bills. Nope. From start to finish, the Bills dominated that game. What do you think? I loved it.
I enjoyed it too. I just got home that night. So it was like I fell asleep in the middle of it. But from what I saw, it was a game worth going to sleep on. I'll say this. The way I looked at it like this, the Patriots got lucky the first time around. And they beat them on only 8 yards passing in that horrible weather game on Monday night.
Yep.
That was a lucky game. You ain't going to do that twice.
Yeah, the real game was when they beat the Patriots in New England 2 weeks later. So that was the real Bills team. The one on Monday night was because of the weather and all that, and it was just a bad game for them. But the Bills came out. They were ready. The crowd was ready. It looked like the Patriots were – looked like Bill Belichick got out-coached that game. That's rare to say that Bill Belichick got out-coached in the playoff game. He got out-coached. And Matt Jones looked like a rookie. I mean, which he is a rookie, but he looked like good on the Bills. I mean, they played the best game of the weekend from start to finish. I was at Doug's house watching the game, and of course, Doug was happy. I had no question that they were going to win that game because everybody was trying to say the Bills were going to lose. They weren't giving the Bills any credit. So. But it was fun. Josh Allen proved people wrong again. But we talked about did you catch any of the Bengals game?
Yeah, I saw some of the Bengals game. Saw the beginning of the Bengals game.
So you saw that controversial call?
I think I was still out of it by that time. I turned it on.
Yeah. So what happened was, I think it was the second touchdown Burrow threw. He was going out of bounds, and he threw it before he stepped out. But it appeared that he stepped out when he threw it, so there was some controversy there. So, but the refs, I don't think it was reviewable. So they called it, the referees called it a touchdown, and yeah. And then...
Oh, if it's a touchdown, how can you not review it? All scoring plays are supposed to be reviewed.
Yeah, I don't know why it wasn't reviewed. I forget what they said on the broadcast, but I think, if I remember, they said that. I don't know if that was the call I remember. Maybe they did review it, and they still called it a touchdown. But the guy on a go-to for review said it shouldn't have counted. It shouldn't have been a touchdown. So I don't know if you saw the replay, but it looked like he threw it right before he went out of bounds. So I thought it was a touchdown. But do you happen to catch the replay or see the highlight?
I haven't seen the highlight of that yet.
The Bengals really look real good. They're gonna give Titans a fight.
But, I believe they can beat the Titans. Titans don't play Derrick Henry. I believe the Bengals gonna be in the AFC Championship game next week.
Oh, okay. We'll get to that when we do our predictions, but I thought the Bengals played real well. They won their first playoff game in 31 years. Congratulations to them and the city. They deserve it. The fans deserve it. I thought Joe Burrow is becoming an elite quarterback, becoming one of those top 8 quarterbacks in the league. And before you know it, when Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady are not in the league, he could very well be the best quarterback, not named Patrick Mahomes. Him and Josh Allen could be the top 2 quarterbacks in this league, not named. I don't know if you agree with that, but I think they could be the top 2, even with Justin Herbert.
I think it's that young quarterback crew. I'm just happening is all in the AFC. I don't have to worry about them, but like once every 4 years.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So, but we're going to see what Joe Burrow does on his first playoff road game and on Saturday, first game on Saturday. Should be a good game. What else? Let's talk about that Dallas game. How about them Cowboys?
Yeah. You know what? It would make me happy watching that Dallas game. Just watching all those fans cry in the mix at the end.
I know, right?
To pan over those crying eyes. The
they showed the woman crying. They had her crying for like 10 seconds. They were focused on her for like 10 seconds. She was like bawling.
Yeah. I mean, what did you expect? The Cowboys were the way they thought they were. I mean,
exactly. They took in Denver.
Well, not only that, you look at who the Cowboys played. Yes, okay, fine. People want to make a big deal. You Cowboys fans make a big deal. We swept the NFC East. Oh, wow. You beat the NFC East. But outside the NFC East, you went 6-5.
Yep. Who did they really beat? They didn't beat Arizona. They didn't Arizona became frauds themselves. We'll get to that. But let's look at the schedule real quick. Who did Dallas really beat? They didn't beat the Buccaneers. Okay, fine. They beat the Chargers, not a playoff team. They beat the Patriots, one playoff team. They lost to the Broncos.
You really call the Patriots a real playoff team, though, man? They just got lucky to be in there.
The Cowboys beat one playoff team. That
was
Patriots.
Rookie quarterback. In overtime.
We're rookie quarterback. So the Cowboys weren't as good. I mean, I thought the Cowboys were good in the beginning, but the Cowboys were not as good as people made out them to be. And I think because people thought that defense was so great, oh, yeah, the Cowboys are going to go to the Super Bowl. I mean, I thought they might have gone to the Super Bowl, but, yeah, Zach Prescott played horrible. He plays just as horrible as Murray and Jones and Hurts. Talk about somebody that's been in the playoffs, or somebody that's been in the playoffs before, and at home, he played horrible. Yeah, sure, he led them to almost a comeback, but let's talk about that last play. What were you thinking when he ran that ball with, what was it, 20 seconds left? Oh, no.
Seconds.
It was
14 seconds left. Okay.
When he started running in the middle of the field, what were you thinking? I was thinking, what the hell was he doing?
You forfeit the game.
Yeah.
Who called the quarterback sneak? I'm like, and then they say, well, the refs blew you out of the game. I mean, you expect the ref to run, chase you down the field for like 30-something yards to spot a ball. You have no timeouts left, and you're going to run that fast.
Yeah, I don't know what he was thinking. I thought they were going to throw, not Hail Mary, but another sideline pass to get out of bounds and then throw a Hail Mary in the end zone.
Yeah.
And hope for a PI.
That's 49ers defense. That 49ers defense really did, disappoint me in that last drive. They just let them have all that garbage yards.
Yeah, the 49ers defense is real good, but I think Aaron Rodgers is going to eat them up this weekend on Sunday.
Don't sleep on that running game, man. The Packers can't defend the run. The 49ers can run. Yeah, we'll be in with below 1 degrees in Green Bay this Saturday night.
Yeah.
I said, with it being like 1 degrees in Green Bay this Saturday night, you can run the ball.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like Green Bay 0 degrees.
Yeah. And the 49ers can run the ball, especially with Mitchell. Then you got Debo.
Mitchell's really good.
Debo.
And they use Debo out at the backfield, too. So they have that little 1-2 punch. Debo's nice. He can run and he can catch. He's like, he can play both sides. I mean, not both sides. He can play running back and receiver. So, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying Green Bay's going to blow them out, but I think Green Bay's going to – it's going to be a good game on Saturday night. I think the two best games are going to be Saturday. At least – no. I think I expect all the games to be good this weekend. At least no blowouts. But we'll get to that. What else? Kansas City and Pittsburgh. What were your thoughts on this game?
This game was Kansas City advertised as Big Ben's final game. And they went down fighting for a good quarter and a half.
Yeah.
They went down to Ellis Pittsburgh Steelers football for about a quarter and a half. Then Kansas City woke up.
Yeah. They woke up right after they got the defensive touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
That woke them up. When Watt got the touchdown and then Kansas City got the ball back, they played mad. Patrick Mahomes just went boom, boom, boom. They woke up a sleeping giant when they scored that touchdown. And like a light bulb just went off in Patrick Mahomes' head, like, oh shit, we're down 7-0. We have to start playing now. All of a sudden, they just went clicked. But yeah, the Chiefs played nearly a perfect game after that touchdown. Not flawless, but they played good. They did enough to put a good distance between the two teams and win. It was a good game. It was a good first half, good first quarter and a half. And then Kansas City took over. But Kansas City did what they had to do. Do you think Big Ben retires?
Well, it was advertised as his last game. I mean, nobody really thought. To tell you the truth, I really thought after watching week 18, that Sunday night game, that Raiders-Chargers game, the day was going to screw the Pittsburgh Steelers out of the playoffs. Watching that game going to overtime. Because that's all they had to do. It was just like the Raiders was actually playing for a tie, which would have eliminated the Steelers. And the Chargers called that timeout. That's when they said, well, we're going to knock you out of the playoffs. They didn't want to win the game. Chargers called a timeout.
Yep. And, Steelers were lucky to get to the playoffs, and it should have been the Chargers, but bye, Steelers. I don't know who they're going to record about going to be next year, but it was a good run for them.
Yeah.
And plus, the Ravens got hurt, and I think the Ravens would have made the playoffs if it wasn't for all those injuries.
Yeah.
Because Lamar Jackson got hurt. What, they had some players in defense got hurt. They had so many injuries, it wasn't even funny.
Right back room, but, Mario Beth.
Yeah. Are you surprised that the Ravens kept John Harbaugh?
I'm not surprised. I mean, John Harbaugh's a good coach.
I like him as coach. Some people were saying that he should have been fired after that collapse.
And you can't really blame him. It's not like why. I mean, his quarterback went down. You start to see this. All his top three running backs were all out for the end of the season at week one. All three of them were out.
Yeah. But. Let's get to the last game. The disappointment. This was disappointing. You know, I thought this was going to be the best game of the weekend. I thought Arizona looked real bad. Murray looked like a rookie out there. I mean, it was his first playoff game, but he really looked bad. Like, made you question a little bit if he is this bad, or it was just the nerves and the Rams defense. I think it's just the Rams defense in his first playoff game. I still think he's good.
I don't look at it. I think the Cardinals was falling apart once D-Hop went out. That's when the Cardinals started falling apart. You lost your best wide receiver, D-Hop.
Yep.
That opened the doorway for the other Captain Kirk, A.J. Green, your best wide receiver, and then also you had Zach Ertz. And you lose your best wide receiver. All you have to really do is, like, shut down Zach Ertz, because we all know what Zach Ertz can do over the middle and whatnot.
Yep.
But A.J. Green is not really a starting wide receiver.
A.J. Green's not what he used to be.
No threat. And Kirk is not like a starting wide receiver. James Conner, they didn't run the ball at all.
Yeah, they couldn't run the ball. They got behind so much. Christian Kirk is more of a slot receiver. He's a good receiver, but he's not number one. More of a 2A, 2B. He could be number two on other teams, but he's more of a slot. And then you got Moore, who's still young. I think he was a rookie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you lose one of the top three receivers in the game, that's going to change the whole – it's going to change the whole offense, as you said. And Arizona did not look good that game or in the last 5-6 games. Ever since D-Hop and Murray came back from their injuries, they looked off. So I don't know. I think those injuries hurt their season because they were on cruise control in that division. And then those two got hurt. And then they played all right with, I think they won two games without them, right?
I believe. Yeah, two out of the last five. Three out of the last five.
Yeah.
Three out of five.
And then they lost the division the last week.
Two.
They could have won the division if they had been in Seattle. Rams lost. They blew it. So, I thought they were going to win, but that was my only prediction that I got wrong. I was 5-1 this week. But, yeah. Overall, it was an okay weekend. Four blowouts, two okay games. Cincinnati game was probably the best game. You could argue the Dallas game, but that wasn't any drama until the fourth quarter. San Francisco was really dominating that game. Dallas couldn't get their defense off the field. Other than that, it was kind of disappointing because I thought the Arizona game was going to be close, and I thought the Dallas San Francisco game was going to be closer than it was. Other than that, the Pittsburgh game, I didn't expect a close game, and the Eagles game, I didn't expect a close game. So, I expected half of them to be good. We'll get to the MVP. My MVP of the week is Josh Allen, and my team of the week is Bills.
I want to go with the cornerback guy's first playoff win. What's the fish? The Rams quarterback.
Oh, Joe Burrow?
Yeah, not Joe Burrow.
It's
the Rams quarterback.
Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, Matthew Stafford. Yeah. They look great. And the Rams. The goal.
Your team in the week is the Rams?
Yep.
Nice. So let's get to this divisional round. Cincinnati and Tennessee. King Henry's back. He's supposed to be back, right?
Well, we won't know until Saturday.
Oh. So he's not. It's not official.
Not official.
Okay. So you go first. What do you think are the keys to Cincinnati winning?
I think the key to Cincinnati winning is find a way, if Derrick Henry plays, to stop Derrick Henry. Number two, get the ball to this year's rookie in my eyes, rookie of the year, Jamar Chase. That man is on fire.
Yep.
Three, run the ball.
Yep. Go Mixon. If they can keep Tennessee off the field, I think they can win. But that Tennessee front seven is pretty good.
But if you knock Tennessee out of their game plan, we all know Tennessee falls.
Yep. And you have to put pressure. You have to make Tannehill turn the ball over and get him out of his element and make him throw the ball. Because what Tennessee does best is run the ball. And when they get out of that rhythm, that's when things don't go according to plan. It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Because Tennessee is really good at home. And I think they're pretty good at home in the playoffs under Mike Vrabel, I believe. But I'm going to move Tennessee in this one, but it wouldn't surprise me if Cincinnati won.
Cincinnati to win this.
In Cincinnati?
Yes.
Yeah. For Tennessee to win, they have to run the ball, of course, and keep Joe Burrow off the field. If Joe Burrow can have a good game, it's going to be close. I think it could be the best game of the weekend, but we'll see. So you got Cincinnati, I got Tennessee. Green Bay and San Francisco. What are the keys for San Francisco to win this game and upset Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau, where it's very hard to play in the playoffs?
One of the keys I think you have to stick San Francisco does best is run the ball. Green Bay is ranked like 30th against the run. San Francisco, a healthy San Francisco, runs the ball like crazy, especially if you're in minus degree weather. You just can't be slinging the ball. I don't think Jimmy G can sling the ball in that kind of cold weather type of game. Number two, you have to put pressure on Aaron Rodgers. Pressure on Aaron Rodgers, you know, out of his comfort zone. Aaron Rodgers will make his own mistakes.
Exactly.
And number three, double team Adams, Davante Adams. You got to have at least a safety in a corner on him all time. You can't let that man run three on one-on-one coverage.
Exactly. Now, for Green Bay to win, they need to stop Debo from running from out of the backfield and catching the ball. Obviously, they need to stop the run because Mitchell can run all over them all day. They don't stop that. They have to make Jimmy G throw the ball and get them out of their rhythm running the ball, because G throw the ball with that shoulder he has in the cold, he's going to make mistakes and he's going to turn the ball over like he usually does. So you have to force turnovers, get some interceptions, and keep Aaron Rodgers on the field and run the ball yourself. Use Aaron Jones and use your use AJ Dillon. Use your duo at running back. You have one of the best duo running backs in the league, Jones and Dillon. Just like San Francisco has Mitchell and Debo. What were you saying, Clint?
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. But with that said, I think Green Bay is going to win. I think this is their year. I think they win by a touchdown. San Francisco keeps it close. At least I hope. I want to see if you can.
Probably. I got, like, records of home team versus road team winning 2-2. I'm putting Cincinnati's a road team. Both teams, I have put my money on Green Bay to win 1-1.
Yep. Both games should be good. The Green Bay game is on NBC this week. Or CBS,
Green Bay
or is it Fox?
The Fox.
The NBC game is Sunday, right?
Right.
That's the and then now Sunday's game, Tampa Bay and LA. This is going to be a battle of two good defenses, probably two championship defenses, if you want to say that. Tampa Bay won last year. The Rams have a championship defense, I think, led by Aaron Donald and Ramsey in that front seven, that front four.
Put respect on Von Miller's name, man.
And Von Miller.
Put respect on that man's name. Yes, put respect on it. Respect that man.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, I like Von Miller. Von Miller's a man.
Man.
I forgot. But thanks for reminding me. Von Miller, Aaron Donald, Ramsey. Who am I forgetting?
No, that's the victory right there.
That whole defense
is
good. Yeah. That whole defense is good, and they showed it on Monday night against the Cardinals. They do what they did to Murray against Brady. The Rams are going to go in there and win.
Well, the Rams are
keys to victory.
Tampa Bay this year.
Pressure Tom Brady. Run the ball. Don't turn the ball over.
I don't think so, man. I think you got to put the ball in Cup's hand. You got to find a way to put the ball on not only Cup, and you got to put Beckham. I think the Rams rejuvenated the old Odell Beckham Jr., and we're seeing it now.
Wasn't that his first playoff game on Monday night?
He made it with the Giants. His first playoff game since that boat trip with the Giants.
Oh, I thought he was injured. No?
Oh, he played.
I thought Monday night was his first playoff game because I thought he was injured last year against Cleveland. He was injured last year, right?
Yeah,
for some reason I thought that was his first playoff game. But he, ODB came out and played. He showed flashes of his old self. But let's get to this Tampa Bay side. What are the keys to victory for them?
They have to find Cook. Number one, you got injured right tackle, but you got to find a way to block. Just find a way to block.
Yep.
No, you have to protect Tom Brady, which I don't want nobody to protect Tom Brady. What I want to say, this way, if you want to do it, you have to protect the man.
Yeah. Exactly.
Find a way to protect. That front seven is vicious. We all know defensively, you have to put pressure on the Rams quarterback. You got to find a way to cause pressure. We all know when you cause pressure, the what's the case? Always wind up in pick sixes. If you can get a pick six, it's going to be downhill.
Exactly. And the Rams already beat the Patriots, beat the Buccaneers in L.A. this year. They dominated that game, too.
And I think they could dominate
and
Tampa Bay,
don't think that's not in Brady's mind.
And I think they'll do it again.
Yeah. I thought long and hard about this. And the way I saw the Rams play on Monday night, they impressed me. I'm going with the Rams again. I'm going with the Rams. I was going to go with Brady. But I'm not betting against Brady. I'm not betting this game. But because I don't like betting against Brady now. Because every time I do, Brady wins. But with that said, I think the Rams win. And they could win by double digits. They could win by two touchdowns if they pressure Tom Brady enough. I'll go ahead and say they could win by two touchdowns. What do you think?
I'm taking my choice. I'm just picking the Rams.
Yep. So we both have the Rams. We'll have Green Bay. And we're split on Cincinnati and Tennessee. Last game of the weekend should be another good one. NBC.
CBS.
Yeah, CBS. NBC is the first game. Okay.
Right.
I said the NBC game would be the Bills and Chiefs. I mean, Bills and Chiefs. Al Michaels and Chris are calling the Tampa Bay game.
Yep.
That's weird that they're calling an afternoon game, but 3 o'clock.
Well,
that's
they
right.
did last year.
Why is it 3 o'clock?
They wanted the Sunday games that had the championship game scheduled.
Okay. Did they do that last year too?
Yes, they did.
Oh, that's it. So now divisional games are 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock on Sundays. Okay. I didn't realize they did it last year too. I mean, I guess that's fair because 3 o'clock is fine, and then 6 o'clock is kind of a prime time game. I mean, it's really 5 o'clock in Kansas City, but yeah. Well, what are the keys for the Bills to win on Sunday? And I'll do Kansas City.
Of course, you want me to do the Bills. Of course, you wanted me to do the Bills.
I mean, I'll do the Bills if you want to do KC.
Yeah, you can do the Bills. I'll take Kansas City.
Okay. The keys for the Bills to win is, obviously, as we said in all the other keys of victory for other teams, it's pressure on Patrick Mahomes. Because you put pressure on Patrick Mahomes like you do Aaron Rodgers, like you do Brady, it takes him out of the rhythm and causes turnovers. They have to force turnovers. They have to run the ball. I mean, they ran the ball pretty good against New England, who's a good, decent run defense. Singletary has come into his own all of a sudden. And Josh Allen cannot throw dumb interceptions. He has before. And he's known for it. He has to settle down and don't feel the need to do everything on his own. And throw the ball to Diggs and get Knox involved and just pressure KC and force turnovers and keep Patrick Mahomes off the field. I don't know if you want to add anything to that, but
I agree with that. I want to pick for Kansas City. I don't want to say number one. Patrick Mahomes cannot turn the ball over. If you remember how they played the first time around, that game was totally one-sided with Buffalo destroying Kansas City.
Yeah, and they stopped in the middle of the game. Something with the Lightning.
I think, number one, Patrick Mahomes just has to be smart. Number two, that you have to find a way to work your best receivers in this game and make sure they get flamed. And that's Tyreek Hill, your speedster, and Travis Kelce. Those two need lots of targets. They're going to get touches, but no, and the rest of these wide receivers cannot drop open passes. Please, just don't. Number three, pressure. Find a way to pressure Josh. Contain Josh Allen. You don't have to pressure, but you have to contain him. Josh Allen's a dual threat quarterback. And if you give him a lane to run, he's going to run. You have to contain that man. Not as much pressure, but find a way to contain him.
Exactly. I agree with all those key points. I have the Bills winning by saying they can stop Patrick Mahomes. They have confidence built from last week. They played a perfect game last week. They're not going to play a perfect game again. They did. Wow. That's just impressive. But I think they have the confidence they can go into Kansas City and beat them. They did it before, and they'll do it again.
I don't think you won't beat Kansas City twice in your home house. So that's why I'm picking Kansas City.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if Kansas City won. And I'm probably just kind of going against my Super Bowl pick. But I didn't expect Bills to play Kansas City right now. So that's why I'm still picking the Bills. What I saw from the Bills was very impressive. And I think they have the confidence to beat Kansas City. But it wouldn't shock me if Kansas City won. I think the winner of this is going to the Super Bowl. I'll say that. But any final thoughts before we head out? And I'll do one last plug.
No, I'm good.
One last plug. Saturday will be the Settle in the Rain, Simpsons versus Family Guy versus South Park for Unlimited. So listen to that. And tomorrow night, again, 92 Royal Rumble featuring Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan, and all 30 wrestlers for fighting for the WWE vacant title. I don't think Hulk Hogan was in there. You'll be joining us, Clint, tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'll be joining you.
Sweet. That should be fun. And thank you for coming on. And we'll talk to you next week. Not sure what day, but we'll figure it out. Have a good night, Clint. Have a good night, everybody.
You too.
Yep.